I'm in the wrong place for the word of welcome. Apologies. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday. A great time for a walk just to the front of the church. It's a beautiful day for a walk. We've got some wonderful things happening today in the life of the congregation. I know the wardens have an announcement that they need to make, and it is a formal announcement for the really small meeting that we're having. We're doing some work on the parish to re-insulate and add a secondary barrier on the roof over top of the organ, which will help with some of the massive icicles that we had last winter and the winter before, and will protect the organ from water coming in. But any expense over $20,000, the diocese needs a full formal meeting to have a check mark in. So we're going to do that after church next Sunday. So they will make that announcement in a second. Jim's going to go and do that right now. But while he's on his way up, we are very blessed to have in this congregation a priest who is celebrating their 53rd anniversary of ordination. And that is Ken Anderson. And so Ken has been invited to give the sermon to teach all of us newbies how to do it right. And so we look forward to listening to Ken this morning. Jim.
Our good Reverend has made this easy for me. So your wardens wish to provide you with your second notice pursuant to Canon 18 of a special vestry meeting that will be held immediately after the 10:30 service on May 3rd, 2026. I don't need to tell you why, because you've had that explained to you, but if you have any questions, speak to any of your wardens after the service.
And John has an announcement that he's going to come up for. But while he's on his way up, I would also like to announce that this afternoon at 3 o'clock, right where you're sitting, there is a special concert. Peter and Iris Clements, their daughter and son-in-law, who are married in this parish, are conductors in Hamilton. And they're bringing their choir from Hamilton for some experience. And so there's a special concert being done here. So please, please do consider coming to that one.
And I'm here to invite you to the St. James Traditional Mother's Day Breakfast. So Sunday the 10th, two Sundays, between the services. So come at 9:30, have a great breakfast and stay for the service. And our 8:30 brothers and sisters will join us after their service. Okay, it's full breakfast and it's just goodwill donation. So no fixed charge. Please join us. It's a great event.
Very tasty. Okay, what is the next slide? And I'll get into the right spot. Okay, back to the church to me. Please stand for the hymn.
Oh,
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
Let us pray. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. O God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do your will, and work in us that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation from Holy Scripture.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Those who had been baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is so good to be here with you today, my dear friends. Won't you please be seated? I'm a philatelist. That's a fancy way of saying I collect stamps. Earlier this year, I was asked to put on display a couple of the stamps that I liked the best. And even with over 250,000 from which to choose, two immediately came to mind. Certainly not the most valuable, but I think for me, the most evocative. Fair warning, the first of these tells a tale of abject horror. It is a bleak, distressing, grim stamp that commemorates the total annihilation of the small town of Lidice in the Second World War. The Nazis, as a reprisal for an attempted assassination on a German general, moved into this tiny Czech village and shot every single boy and man over the age of 14, 230 of them. The women and children were sent to concentration camps or gas chambers, and the town was then burned totally to the ground. This stamp remembers one of the worst ever acts of human depravity. Last year, I was touring Prague in the Czech Republic. It was only after I got home that I realized I was but 20 kilometers away from this place, Lidice. If I'd known that, I would have grabbed a taxi and gone immediately there. In fact, I think I would have even walked the distance as a pilgrimage. And I know exactly what I would have done when I got there. I would have gotten down on my knees and cried my eyes out. For this was holy ground. Do you think God was there in 1942? There are 1,000 sermons wrestling with that kind of abject evil. Yet I dare to say that God was there, weeping as well, a sacred space. Now, you'll be very glad to know that I'm moving quickly to the second stamp, because this stamp is as beautiful as the first is bleak, as bright as the first is despairing. It pictures the nativity stained glass window that has been adorning the Anglican Church of St. Jude in northeast London for decades now. It's where my brother-in-law, Kevin, is rector. It's where the Reverend Lloyd Cracknell was rector for years there and had this window dedicated in memory of his first wife. And after his retirement, as many of you know, The Reverend Lloyd Cracknell spent about 15 years here as the honorary assistant at St. James. This is one of the few Canadian stamps issued that commemorate notable accomplishments in or around London, Ontario. A lamb, a donkey, adoring parents, shepherds and magi, and a baby. Somehow sensing that at the very core of the universe, it is love and hope that reign. All were worshiping here on holy ground, knees bent before a holy child. People daring to believe that we are witnessing something in this child, Jesus, who was born in a smelly stable that needed to be mucked out daily in some holy ground. The Canadian Post Office issued 84 million of these St. Jude stamps. And in our expansive imagination, we can dream that they help bring messages of good news to people right around the world. Holy ground on which despair is conquered. Sacred spaces abound, not just Laodicea and Bethlehem. Think of the pyramids, the Wailing Wall of Jerusalem, Stonehenge. Think too of those specially significant to Christians, the Camino Walk to Santiago de Compostela in Spain, Canterbury Cathedral. Famous for Canadians is the Shrine of St. Marie among the Hurons near Midland. An astounding place. Have you been there? Just raise your hands if you've ever. Look at that, my goodness. Way more than half the congregation. It's worth something on your bucket list this summer. Where the first missionaries, some 400 years ago, brought stories of Jesus' death and resurrection to First Nations peoples. Jean de Brébeuf was a faithful priest who pastored to the Huron people, the Wendats. He mastered their language. He even created the first Huron dictionary so that the peoples could worship God in their own language, reading from that sacred book. And in the midst of all of this, there was turmoil, because these were tumultuous times, tribal warfare, European diseases, much political turmoil, and in the midst of that, an Iroquois band captured Father Jean de Brébeuf, tortured him, and burned him alive. Many of the Wendat people were massacred in that spot too, their village burned to the ground. And we have to note again that tragedy frequently intermingles with joy, because it's in this holy spot of Midland we see now a symbol of wonder and reconciliation, a place for pilgrims. It is holy ground now, though that is often recognized only in long hindsight. There's so many sacred spots and events. What if the holy ground is much closer than we think? That this sacredness can be as close as our own neighborhood and backyard. For me, what has been one of the most holy times in my life happened this past July, early summer. My wife, Mary Lou, developed an immensely virulent strain of E. coli that became septic. The mortality rate for this is horrifically high. She spent 18 days in a small provincial hospital in northern Ontario near our cottage. Her fever simply refused to subside. And I remember that day where we tearfully sat on her bedside planning her funeral. At our darkest hour, Mary Lou tuned into the online service of worship as it was being live streamed from St. James Westminster. Thank you, John. A soloist that we know and love dearly, Natalie, back here, was singing a jazz version of the great gospel song, On Holy Ground. We are standing on holy ground, and we know that there are angels all around? Could a hospital bed be holy ground? Could all of the doctors, nurses, and orderlies, could these miracle antibiotics be symbols of holiness and wonder too? Now, I've never seen nor heard an angel, at least not in the direct way that the Bible explains it. Yet for me, angels are very powerful, unseen messengers of God's love and presence and protection. And we felt that presence at that moment, along with the prayerful supports of dozens of family members and friends and this parish. It's a deep feeling of security and well-being in the most difficult of times. All I know is that things slowly turned around. As my wife is 100% better and singing over there in the choir today, she doesn't want you to look that way. You know the rest of the story. Praise the Lord. If we take to heart, we may begin to look with fresh eyes at the people and places and events in our lives and know that we are frequently standing, sitting, playing, sleeping on holy ground in the presence of God and of the unseen angels. Certainly, we can see it in and around our parish church, placing a loved one's ashes in the memorial garden, preparing 100 meals weekly in the church kitchen for hungry people. Last week, Michael was extolling the story of Jesus meeting two of his disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they're not quite knowing what was going on, reminding us that the ordinary can shift to the mystical as it takes on deeper and deeper and deeper meaning. Wouldn't it be marvelous if another set of Canadian stamps was issued to celebrate Easter, Christ's resurrection? Our On the Road to Emmaus window would surely be first in line. This church is a symbol of holy ground. But let us be more imaginative yet. The sacred space might be in a maternity ward as you welcome your first child or your first grandchild into this world and into your arms. Maybe you'll be holding a hand of someone in palliative care, kissing them goodbye. Could it be taking a risk in contacting a friend or family member that you have been alienated with for months, years, and now you're going to dare to speak to that person? Perhaps it is saying a silent prayer for a young person whose future seems so vulnerable, and listening to God's response in unimaginable ways. God's great promise is to be with us till the very end of time, in tough, tearful times, and of course, in joyful, life-giving times. So what do you think, my friends? What's going to be happening to you in this week ahead? When the service is over, as you pass by the glorious stained glass windows, breathing in the awesome architecture of this parish church, greeting your friends and going out these doors, won't you bring this sense of holy ground with you? The holiness is not ended. It has only begun. Amen.
Standing, let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Please join in the prayers of the people with the following response. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. God of our salvation, you open your life to our lives and we rejoice in your presence. Constantly remind us that the ordinary can become mystical as it takes on the deeper meaning of holy ground. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. God of our salvation, inspire leaders to be true shepherds of your people, to exercise their power for the mutual benefit of all. Bind together in a common humanity, people of every race and language. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. God of our salvation, your grace entices us to share the fruits of your goodness. Open the fortresses we construct to shut out others, that we may celebrate the life you bring. Revive our desperate souls. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. God of our salvation, you still the troubled waters and lead us to places of refreshment and tranquility. Anoint with your peace all in the need of your healing touch. Protect and keep the sheep of your pasture. In our church community, we pray for Barry, Dave, Shantu, Terry, Mary, Imelda, Cheryl, Stavros, Murray, Kathy, Lindsay, the Parascavas and Riccioli families, Samantha and Remy, Zoya and Mikhail, Cecilia and Alex, Mybet and Louisa, Luke, Yolanda and Tim, Neil and Lucille, Charles and family. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. God of our salvation, gather to your eternal sheepfold all who have died. Grant that we may all dwell in your house forever. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Will the congregation please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another.
When I walked through the door, I sensed his presence, and I knew this was a place where love abounds. Ooh, for this is a temple the God we love abides here. Oh, we are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are standing on the holy ground. In his presence, I know there's joy beyond all measure. And at his feet, sweet peace of mind can still be found. Ooh, for when we have a need, he is still standing on holy ground.
Let us pray. God of loving care, you spread before us the table of life and give us this cup of salvation to drink. Keep us always in the fold of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Shepherd. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us eternal life. Therefore, joining our voices with the whole company of heaven, we sing our joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember.
Thank you. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to new life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share in your resurrection.
Live in us, that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of steadfast love, watch over the church redeemed by the blood of your Son. May we who share in these holy mysteries come safely to your eternal kingdom, where there is one flock and one shepherd. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord.
Amen.
And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but I've been informed that there are stamps in the hall next door to look at and ties into the sermon. So if you'd like to take a look at that, head into coffee hour after the service. But all in the same, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.